Welcome to the overview of the CMS Quality Payment Program and Exemptions for Certain Positions. This is Debbie Saracen, and I'm Manager of Practice Enhancement and Quality Reporting at ACOFP. Currently, the U.S. healthcare expenditure is 17% of the gross domestic product and has increased 4% in 2016. The U.S. has the highest healthcare costs of any developed country, but unfortunately does not have the highest outcomes. CMS determined that the problem was with the fee-for-service payment system and is now changing healthcare over to value-based reimbursement. The focus of the changes that CMS is making include improved quality, decreased cost, and improved patient satisfaction. To achieve this mission, CMS measures these elements in a program they call the Quality Payment Program, or QPP. For those who are not in an alternative payment model, like an ACO or Medicare Shared Savings Program, you will be reporting under MIPS, which is the Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, a subset of the Quality Payment Program. There are four elements of MIPS which you will want to know about, and we will cover these in other sections of this podcast series. But first, there are some important things to know about MIPS which will impact your participation. Exemptions started last year when CMS started listening to ACOFP and other primary care organizations, which presented compelling data on how difficult it was for solo, small, and rural practices to participate in MIPS. CMS then established a threshold below which you did not have to participate in MIPS for 2017 or 2018. The threshold has increased from 2017 to 2018, meaning more physicians in solo, small, and rural practices will get a pass from having to participate in MIPS for this year. The threshold is 300 or less Medicare Part B patients. So if you have 301 Medicare Part B patients, you will have to participate in MIPS. If you have 300 or 299 Medicare Part B patients, you do not have to participate in MIPS for 2018. The other way to receive an exemption this year is if you make $90,000 or less in Medicare Part B gross revenues. Then you do not have to participate in MIPS for 2018. These parameters are only for 2018. There are also exemptions for physicians in rural health clinics or federally qualified health centers. Physicians in rural health clinics or federally qualified health centers are exempt from reporting for MIPS as long as all revenue comes from the RHC or FQHC. The last exemption that we're going to discuss is for physicians who are accepting Medicare patients for their first year. For this first year only, they do not have to report to MIPS. This concludes our overview about the CMS Quality Payment Program and MIPS. Please listen to the next five short podcasts to understand the four elements of MIPS and how to report for 2018.